We begin with the first haluka, and the psalmist is saying, "Hal Hashem bechayai, azamar lelakai biyodi." I only want to sing to Hashem. I want to praise Hashem because al tivtchu v'indivim. I don't want to rely on man. I don't only want to have bitachon on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, compared to man, man is mortal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not. We move to the second Haluka, and there we describe the greatness of Hashem, how He created this entire world that demonstrates Hashem Koach, Hashem's power. Mona Mispar LaKochavim, He counts all these stars. But at the same time, He cares about the individual, He cares about the downtrodden, the gedulaso and the anvisanuso, the greatness of Hashem, and also the humility, as it were. He cares about the little person as well. And He gives us a blueprint by which we can do the same thing. And that's called the Torah. That's called chukav u'mishpatav l'Yisrael. He gives us chukim u'mishpatim. He gives us laws so that we can emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His anvisanuso and care about each and every individual, create the power, the greatness of Hashem is the world that He created, and also the blueprint to make that world even greater. Now we move to the third Haluka, and there are two groups of creations that are praising Hashem. The first half of the Mizmar, the first half of the Haluka, is that the heavenly hosts are praising Hashem. The second half is that the earthly creations are praising Hashem. It starts off, Halu es Hashem min ha-shamayim, they're praising Hashem from the heaven. And then the second half is Halu es Hashem min ha-aretz, they're praising Hashem from the land. And the first half ends with Yahalu es Hashem, Hashem kihu tziva v'nivra'u, that all the heavenly hosts praise Hashem because Hashem commanded and they were created. Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. There was a sun. Let there be a sky, there was a sky, etc., etc. The second half, which talks about the earthly creations, beginning with the creations in the water, the fire, hail, mountains, animals, and then eventually mankind. Praise Hashem. Why? Yahalu Hashem Hashem. Praise Hashem. Ki nitzkav shmo l'avdo. Because only Hashem is elevated. It's a little bit different than the first half. Why is it different? Because when mankind looks up at the stars and he sees, wow, look at all these powerful stars and constellations. But what do we recognize? We recognize that Kiniskav Shemo Levado. The stars above realize, as it were, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. We're down here on earth. We see the star, we see the sun, we see all these powerful constellations. And then we wonder to ourselves, perhaps, you know, what's powerful? Who created everything? And then what is the basis of power? It's not the sun, it's not the stars. We don't worship the sun, the stars, but kiniskav shemo levado. Even though we're here mid haaretz, we're here on the earth, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole power, and hodo al eretz v'shamayim. We praise Hashem on the land and the heavens. And the idea being that first, when we're in the ground, we're on the earth, when we see how the earth, the laws of nature works on earth, and we see, and then we appreciate the splendor with which the creation of the heavens was created. So in other words, we start off and we see the laws of nature, the power, the greatness, how everything works out on earth. And then we say, this was created by Hashem, so too the heavens were created by Hashem as well.